I mean, the first challenge he had was that he was homeless. And the circumstances of him becoming homeless were, like, of a fairly rapid onset. My understanding was that, you know, Edmund had been living in one of the local boarding homes just over in Dowling Avenue, and had lived there for quite a few years, actually, and lived a kind of diminished life within the boarding home. That is, he took his medication, he slept a great deal, he gained a lot of weight. That was his history. And then one day he kind of decided that he had enough of that and, you know, stopped taking his medication, moved out of the boarding house and took a room in this rooming house at the corner, which is now Edmund Place, and moved in. And of course, it was a rooming house, and a pretty ratty one at that, and there weren't any kind of supports. It wasn't supportive housing. There wasn't really supportive housing available for many people. So the first problem, the most pressing one for his survival, was that he, you know, was evicted from the boarding house, and that's when I met him, standing essentially on Queen Street with a check in his hand, having a conversation with himself about whether he was going to fight for his right to live there, that is, pay his rent again this month, or accept what the operator was telling him, which was like, you're done, you're gone, no process, you know. That's not how those places ran. And I think I've sort of gone on the record of saying, of having gone, walked, you know, found him, that's when I met him in that moment, and walked in with him to try to negotiate with the landlord and see, you know, if I could keep this person from becoming homeless, because they clearly had lived in this place and they had the money to pay rent. And the owner was not very welcoming, and as a result, Edmund sort of decided that he didn't want to live in a place that he wasn't welcome, and that made him instantly homeless. So, as far as his survival, he joined many hundreds and hundreds of people who were at that time living rough on the streets of Toronto. Some of them living in very, very public ways, like several hundred people sleeping on Nathan Phillips Square. The shelters were full. There were encampments of homeless people all across the city, under the bridges, down here in the railway lands. So Edmund simply joined this army of people who were homeless, and that in and of itself was, you know, a life-threatening situation.